Yes. Another Tim on the show.
Oh.
On Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
Twice the fun.
Tim and Euclid. Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing
good
today?
Did you also date Jen?
No, stop.
Oh, I can't ask Tim questions.
That just felt weird. That felt very awkward.
I have not.
All right, you have not.
Thank you, Tim.
You have
from
not.
Euclid.
There's a clarification.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Stevie liked that.
That was...
I don't know if I liked it.
Can you imagine if he's like, actually, yes, when I was in Pennsylvania.
I would be like, what? No, there's only one Tim in my life, and that was you.
That's enough. So,
Tim,
whenever you're ready, go ahead and ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you leave the room?
I sure can. Tim, good luck in the game.
A little uncomfortable, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm awkward.
Yeah, just a little.
Love Tim and Euclid getting ready to play this game. Producer Stevie stay in the studio, obviously keeping track of the score. Tim, you know how the game works. I'm going to ask you five questions. There is a timer involved. Just give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. It's that simple. When you're done, we'll grab Jen from the hallway, bring her back in the studio, see if she wants to come back in the studio. If she does, we'll continue the game and ask the same five questions to her and see if you can win all that awesome stuff brought to you by Apex Skin. So let's get to question number one. Let's get to Tom Holland. He actually revealed, and this is big news, that his dyslexia is the main reason that he is not Well, he at least reportedly denied opportunities to host Saturday Night Live repeatedly. So that's the main reason why he has not done that, even though he's a big fan of the show. My question to you, has his fiance Zendaya ever hosted SNL? Yes or no?
Yes.
Question number two. Scream star David Arquette actually going to be heading to town, Akron specifically, this fall. He is coming for a special 30th anniversary screening of the film on October 21st at E.J. Thomas Hall. Which actress was David Arquette married to from 1999 to 2013?
Oh, she's from Friends. I know her. Monica.
Oh, there's the buzzer. You were right. You were all over it, though.
I feel like that should count.
You feel like it should count?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you're keeping track of the score. You want to count it? You count it. We'll see if it counts next. All right, question number three. J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, actually dismissed speculation I kind of talked about yesterday during Trump Tui about her dating Brett Goldstein by saying, this happens all the time. Don't make it. It doesn't make it true. And when she was asked directly about the relationship with Goldstein, she said, not dating. And then he added, correct. So there's not a thing going on there. I need you to name three of Jennifer Lopez's four ex-husbands. Name three of Jennifer Lopez's four ex-husbands.
I can do Ben Affleck, the baseball player. Oh, I can't think of his name.
We're going to count that too. Question number four. Or no, not that one. A question
no,
number four.
Just two. There's one more in there than yeah.
Grammy Award-winning singer Peebo Bryson, best known for his ballad duets in two popular Disney films in the 1990s, has unfortunately passed away. He was 75 years old. Name either of those Disney ballads that he was singing on. One of them in the film Beauty and the Beast and the other in the movie Aladdin. So I just need the title of either of those songs.
I can't name them. I can name who he sang a duet with, Linda Ronstadt.
Okay, we'll go with question number five. That's all right. We'll let the buzzer hit. Question number five coming to the big screen is How to Rob a Bank, this new heist thriller, which is starring all sorts of people. I mean, Zoe Kravitz is on it, Nicholas Holt, you have Pete Davidson, John C. Reilly. The first trailer is out, which is why we're talking about it, and the film arrives exclusively in theaters on September 4th. Now, going back to Nicholas Holt, he famously played which role in last year's Superman movie?
Superman?
Let's go with Superman is the answer for question number five. We'll see how you did with those five questions, and then Jen answers those same five questions in 4 minutes. Tim and Euclid playing this round of Chubb Tui on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites, brought to you by Apex Skin. Jen Tui back into the room. Producer Stevie, let's let Tim know how he did.
Tim got one.
There you go, Tim.
All right, Tim, good job.
Great.
There you go.
I'm not graduating.
Oh, that's another show that plays our game. Let's go with question number one. We will, is it wrong? Question number one.
That's accurate.
Tom Holland has revealed that his dyslexia is the main reason he has repeatedly declined opportunities to host Saturday Night Live. Now, has his fiance Zendaya ever hosted SNL? Yes or no?
I can't remember. Yes.
Nope. No. Can you believe that? Never.
She should.
Absolutely.
She'd
amazing.
Be great. She'd be great.
Question number two. Scream star David Arquette is headed to Akron this fall. He's coming to a special 30th anniversary screening of the film on October 21st. It's happening at E.J. Thomas Hall. Which actress was David Arquette married to from 1999 to 2013?
Can't remember. Corey Cox!
How did you get through that at the last second?
You know why?
Oh my gosh!
You know why?
Literally, I was like, did I ask that question incorrectly because it's right there?
No, I would. Yep.
They were married a long time.
They were. Yes, they were. And remember, they did like when they got married on the show Friends, they put Courtney Cox Arquette.
I remember.
And then they put like Jennifer Aniston Arquette, David Schwimmer Arquette. They like made a joke out of it. Yeah.
I would have also accepted the girl in Friends.
Oh, yeah.
The girl in Friends.
I did accept that answer.
He accepted that the girl in Friends didn't say that. And she gave it to
you
him.
You gave it to him?
Yep.
Yeah, why
That's,
not?
Boom.
It's true.
Well, because that.
Well, and she's in Scream as well.
He knew.
Yep.
He knew.
He knew.
Mm-hmm.
Tim knew. Question number three. Question number three. Scream star David Arquette.
Don't.
Okay. We'll go to Jennifer Lopez. She dismissed the speculation between her
and
Brett Goldstein. That's why I'm mentioning again today. She answered during a kind of a, I don't know, I believe it was on today's show. She said not dating, and he added because he was also there. Correct. Name three of J-Lo's four ex-husbands. Name three of J-Lo's four ex-husbands.
I don't know if I can. Ben Affleck once. Mm-hmm. Ben Affleck twice. Oh no, they weren't married twice. Mark Anthony and Shohei Ohtani.
It's Shohei Ohtani. I would have taken because I don't know the pronunciation.
What's his name?
It's like Ohtani Noah or something. Chris Judd, Mark Anthony, Ben Affleck in that order.
That was hard.
Shohei Ohtani. I don't know if we would have taken, but Stevie might have because we don't know.
No, different player.
It is. Okay, question number four. David Arquette.
Don't.
All right. Grammy Award-winning singer Peebo Bryson, best known for his ballad duets and two popular Disney films, in the 1990s passed away at the age of 75 years old. Name either of those Disney ballads, one of them in the film Beauty and the Beast and the other in the movie Aladdin.
God, what's the name of the tale? It's all the time. Beauty and the Beast. I don't know the name of it. Tale as old as time. Why am I terrible today?
Well, you just sang it. Exactly.
I know. I can sing literally every word.
You sang the title.
Is it Tale as Old as Time?
No.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Am I in Bizarro?
I don't know.
So it is Beauty and the Beast, and then A Whole New World was the one.
We're going dumb today.
Just going to get to the tiebreaker.
Because you got to get this one.
Am I going to get this one?
I don't know.
I don't have any idea.
I thought you were going to get other ones,
so
too.
So did I. Thank God I got the Courtney Cox one because I would
so
have
within 0.02 seconds, but it counted. All right, we're going to question number five. Where are we at? He got one.
Jen's only had one.
She's only had one, too.
See, anything can happen on the Jen and Tim show, Tim.
You got it.
Question number five. Coming to the big screen is How to Rob a Bank. This is a new heist thriller starring all sorts of people. You have Zoe Kravitz in there, Nicholas Holt, Pete Davidson, John C. Reilly. I mention it because the first trailer is officially out. It exclusively hits theaters on September 4th. Nicholas Holt famously played which role in last year's Superman movie?
Lex Luthor.
That's the one you hit on.
He was really good.
Lex Luthor.
That was a great film.
Do you know who he is?
Well, now, yeah, I do. Because he was Lex Luthor.
Of course you do.
Of course I do.
I don't know why I second guessed it.
Very Superman aware.
I apologize. Final total, Stevie, the longest game ever.
It really was.
Gen 2.
There you go. Oh. Sorry, Tim. You didn't deserve
that. Yeah, I'm very sorry. Every bit of that, including the awkward question at first.
Really long game. Tim, thank you for listening and playing, but you know what you need to say.
I did not graduate from Gen 2.
No, that's,
not us. Yeah, you didn't trump 2 today.
That's the other show that's probably playing the game right now.
Yep.
But thank you, Tim. We appreciate it, buddy. Mackenzie in Strongsville on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Mackenzie, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We are doing very well. We're excited you're playing this round of Trump 2 brought to you by Apex Skin. So whenever you're ready, ask Jen to leave the room.
Jen, can you please leave the room?
I'm leaving the room. Good luck, Mackenzie.
Jen's leaving the room. Producer Stevie staying in the studio with me. Keeping track of the score. You know how the game works. And if you don't, I'm going to let you know. Five questions I will ask you. And there's a timer involved. Just give me your answer before you hear that buzzer. That's really your job. So there you go. You answer as many as you can correctly, which would be amazing. When you're done, Producer Stevie will let you know how you did. And then Jen answers the same five questions. And we'll see if you can trump 2E today. Once again, brought to you by Apex Skin. So let's get to it. Question number one. A brand new season of America's Sweethearts Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders hits Netflix on June 16th with seven new episodes that follow the 2025-2026 squad as they navigate tryouts. You would find the city of Dallas in which state?
Texas.
Question number two. Dua Lipa sharing photos from her intimate wedding with Callum Turner, giving fans a glimpse inside of the couple's town hall ceremony in London. The images were posted to Instagram with a simple caption, just said 31/05/2026. Now, Dua Lipa only follows seven accounts on Instagram. Is one of those accounts her husband? Yes or no?
Yes.
Let's go with question number three. JoJo Siwa got pretty banged up after this wrecking her golf cart, so she suffered a concussion in the accident, and then she's also healing from an unrelated eye infection.
She needs to quit doing stuff. So she's always doing something and I then know. Getting hurt.
Exactly. Not a good week. Not a good. You're right. That happens quite often.
Watch some TV.
That's right. Like, relax.
So why are we on a golf cart?
Is JoJo Siwa over or under the age of 22?
Over.
Let's go with question number four. The guy who directed John Wick is bringing his signature style, really this action style, to the big screen once again with the movie How to Rob a Bank. It's a new heist thriller starring Zoe Kravitz. You have Nicholas Holt, Pete Davidson, and many more stars. The film is in theaters September 4th. Which pop star did Zoe Kravitz recently get engaged to?
I don't know.
Oh, that's the buzzer. I'm sorry about that. We're going to move on to question number five. Mika Abdullah's fame continues to grow during her starring, of course, during her starring in the hit series Off Campus. And now her reps revealed she and her fiance Jake Short have split after 4 years of being together. Now, Jake Short starred in which teen sitcom that originally aired on Disney Channel from 2011 to 2014?
Ant Farm.
All right. We're going to see how you did with those five questions, and then Jen's going to be back into the studio in 3 minutes to ask this or to answer those same five questions. Mackenzie's in Strongsville playing this round of Trump 2E on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. Jen's back into the room. So let's let Mackenzie know how she did.
Mackenzie got three.
Ooh,
good
Mackenzie job.
Well done.
Very well done. Just a reminder, up for grabs, this is brought to you by Apex Skin, the exclusive Jen and Tim Show mug, and then a $50 Apex Skin gift card. Those would both be yours, and then you get qualified for the June grand prize, which is Apex Skin prize pack worth $250. That's what's on the line. Let's get to it. Same five questions we asked Mackenzie just a minute ago. We begin with question number one. A brand new season of America's Sweethearts, Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders, hits Netflix. It's happening later this month on the 16th. Seven new episodes that follow the 2025-2026 squad as they navigate tryouts. You would find the city of Dallas in which state?
Texas.
It is in Texas.
Thanks, Tim.
Did you like that question because it was geography?
I hated it, and I was just going to say that, but I decided.
Well, you got it right, so I thought maybe you wouldn't.
Yeah, just because I got it right doesn't mean I liked it, Stevie.
All right.
I never have claimed to know geography, just pop culture. Really useless stuff. The important stuff, not so much.
Question number two. Dua Lipa shared photos from her intimate wedding.
Who?
Dua Lipa.
Oh.
Shared photos from her intimate wedding with Callum Turner, giving fans a glimpse inside of the couple's town hall ceremony, which happened in London. The images were posted on Instagram, and there was just a simple caption, just said 31/05/2026. Now, Dua Lipa only follows seven accounts on Instagram. Is one of those her husband? Yes or no?
No.
It's not one of them.
Name all seven.
Yep.
Kylie Jenner.
Nope.
Kim Kardashian.
Then not one of them is
Charlie XCX and Taylor Swift.
There's no person. Okay. Just all her businesses that she owns.
Ooh, good.
Like her makeup line, her skincare line.
Yeah.
Oh. Good for you, Dua.
Who else doesn't follow their significant other on social?
Great question.
I'm just throwing it out there. Question number three. JoJo Siwa getting banged up again. This time she wrecked her golf cart, suffered a concussion, and this is coming off of an unrelated eye infection. Like, not great week. Is JoJo Siwa over or under the age of 22?
Under.
Mm.
Over.
She is over. 23 years old as we move to question number four. The guy who directed John Wick is bringing his signature action style to the big screen once again with the movie How to Rob a Bank. It's this heist thriller starring Zoe Kravitz and Nicholas Holt, Pete Davidson, and more stars. By the way, the film hits theaters in September on the 4th. Which pop star did Zoe Kravitz recently get engaged to?
Harry Styles.
It was Harry Styles. It's official, right?
Yeah. Is it?
It is official
I'm
now.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
Oh, sure looks like it.
I haven't said no.
Question number five.
Jen, you got to get this one or we'll have a tiebreaker.
Stevie, that sounds so fun because I love the tiebreaker.
Well, better get the question right.
I hate the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I do. I hate it. I really hate it.
Question number five. Mika Abdullah's fame continues to grow due to her starring in the hit series Off Campus. And now her reps reveal that she and her fiance, Jake Short, they've split after 4 years of being together. Going back to Jake Short, he starred in which teen sitcom that originally aired on Disney Channel from 2011 to 2014?
This is you. This is your fault, Stevie. That was Wizards of Waverly Place.
I knew it was coming.
Yeah,
not even the right era.
Mackenzie knew. Mackenzie, tell her what it was.
Did you?
Yeah, it was Ant Farm. I had to think about it, though.
That was yeah.
Ant Farm.
Ant Farm.
Who knows that?
We got off the air, and Stevie was like, I think Mackenzie's the only person that would have answered that correctly.
I know. That's impressive, Mackenzie. Yes, good job.
A very popular show on Disney.
Yeah, yeah. No, yeah. She's not the only one. Question fives are tough.
I was too busy watching Wizards of Waverly Place, so I missed that one.
You don't even know the plot of that show.
Yeah, no, there are these wizards in this place. Correct. They were really kind of Waverly.
And it's wavy.
Yep, a wavy place. So where are we at? Where is it tied?
We are tied at three.
Oh, we're tied at three.
It's about to get interesting up in here.
It is
thank
not.
You, Jen. Yes, it is.
Don't say thank you.
Breaker question. So here we go. Closest to the actual number without... I mean, it's just nice. Closest to the actual number without going over is this is how this works. Jen's writing down her answer as Mackenzie is going to give us the answer. Within the time limit, both of them need to be happening before you hear the buzzer. I'm going to go back to question number one. We talked about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Their squad consists of exactly how many cheerleaders?
Ooh.
Their squad consists exactly the number amount of cheerleaders, what I'm looking for, closest to that actual number without going over. Here's your timer.
I'm going to say it's 35.
35,
Gentui. Oh, I went much lower. I wrote down 18.
They have consistently every year 36 cheerleaders.
No way!
It's like an exact 36 between rookies and veterans and everything else. And the squads, it is 36 cheerleaders.
That is a lot more than my high school cheerleading squad of 10.
Well, give us a cheer. Give us a cheer. Can you give us a cheer?
No. Great job, Mackenzie. You did it.
One cheer.
You trumped me. Yay, Mackenzie.
Thank you.
Like one?
That was my cheer. Yay, Mackenzie.
Isn't there like we got? All right. Yeah, Mackenzie. Awesome job. Mug is yours. $50 Apex Skin gift card. That's yours. You're also qualified. Another person getting qualified for the grand prize drawing. $250 prize
pack
from Apex Skin. I'm just letting people know.
Another person.
It is. It's another one. We're excited.
That is exciting.
We're excited. Tell everybody who you are and tell everybody what you just did.
Mackenzie from Strongsville, and I trumped Tui.